Vayter in Shasmir above Metzia Daf Chaf, picking up on Yud Tesem Beis by the bottom of the page. Finalize up from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan. Next part of the mystery. Talk about a shover, a receipt. Tanur Rabbanan Matzah Shover. Let's say you find a receipt that is that of that there was paid the ksuba. A woman already got a ksuba. Vizman Shisha Mother. She had missed the fact that it was paid already. Yachse the Baal was given to the Baal. And Isha Mother not then Loyachse Lazel Lazel. Don't give it to either one of them. Vizman Shisha Mother. Miyas Yachse the Baal. But if the woman admits to it, then you go and you give it back to the husband. In fact, the Gemara Vilechish Doma Kasul Litem Nisan. Maybe it was written there to be given in Nisan, Velonas until Tishrei, but it wasn't actually given until Tishrei. Va'azas vantel ksuba betovas hanah means Nisan Tishrei. In the meantime, she sells the tovas hanah to somebody. In the meantime, Rashi says va'azli ba'oda tachtav be Nisan Tishrei. Vantel ksuba la'achir, she sells it to somebody else. Betovas hanah, Rashi says klomer bezol. Lafisha nosin mosa besuffik shim Thomas he. If she dies, then you're shena baila viyafsid mishalacha vim yamas baila. But if the husband dies or you're shena get divorced, yelokech b'mkoma. He takes a Vyigma Ksuvasa, he ends up getting more. It's like 200 zos. He gives like 50 zos, and he ends up getting the 200 zos. Veshuv lo lahaya labaila lefra la ksuba alokeach. Veshover shenichtav bishma in a klom. And therefore, the shover in her name is not nothing. So how could you do this? Umapik le lashover dechsev nisan. If he ends up divorcing her, the husband can go and give this receipt that's been written in Nisan and say that he already paid off the ksuba before she sold it. Then you're going to take it from the lukuchos against the law. So how, why are we not worried for such a thing? So if I enter the Gemara, Amarava, beep, turn the page. Shema, we know, we learn from here that Isa Lidishmuel, the Amar Shmuel, that we go according to Shmuel, that Amar Shmuel, Hamocher Shtar Chov L'Chaveru, someone steals a Shtar Chov. In other words, I have an IOU that Bob owes me $1,000, and I sell it to you for $500 that you can get it, V'chazo Machal, and then I go and I forgive this debt. Machal actually is Machal, V'afili Yoresh Machal. And even if the one who sells the Yoresh, he can go and also be Machal this thing after he goes and he dies. So according to Shmuel, what do we see? That we can accept the woman's word that the husband lost it, because if she wanted to get him out of having to pay for the ksuba, she wouldn't have to do it like this, like be, you know, do some sort of tricky shticky. She can just forgive him for it. So the Braisa, which says that her word is accepted, goes according to Shmuel. Bayomer, who says, no, maybe not at all. I feel it tame lay said Shmuel. Even if you want to say that Shmuel is not right, we don't have to go with him. We could still say that Hachabamaya Skinan, what are we talking about over here? That allows returning the shover. We're talking about a case where the ksuba itself is still in her hands, right? And so such a matzav, we know that she didn't sell the ksuba. And therefore, we would give the shover to her husband's, to her husband, sorry. In a regular case, though, the Braisa would maybe agree that we should not give it back because we're worried that maybe there's a little bit of tricky shticky over here. The one who buys it is end up getting messed over. The Rava, who says, no, it goes within the world of Shmuel. Imishim Shtak Suba, if you want to say it's because the Shtak Suba still has over there, well, still, we have to worry that maybe there's some sort of shtick going on, because Chashin L'Shtik Subas, maybe there are two Subas over here, and therefore, maybe she sold her Suba, and one of them gave to this buyer and held on to the other one, which we see that she has. So, the only way that we can explain this Braisa, the fact that we're not worried about shtick, of the one buying is that because it works with the world of Shmuel. The Abaye, what did the Abaye say? Back to that. Chada, he says, no. First of all, l'shtik suvas v'chashina. We're not worried about two ksuvas. The Ode, and furthermore, even in a matzav where she sells a ksuba, we can still give the shover to the husband, because shover bizmano tarif, a shover, a receipt, only goes according to the actual date that is written on it. So therefore, the receipt that she wrote in Nisan is going to be good, even if her husband didn't give it to her then. And if anyone goes and buys ksuba after the receipt was signed, he doesn't get anything. Abaye l'tame. That Dami says, Eidah b'chassuma zachin la, at the time of the actual chassima, it's already zachin given over to her. Okay, like we saw a couple days ago. Zach the heilige new, brand new Mishnah. Matzah igros shom. If somebody finds this is a situation of, let's say you owe me money and you don't pay me up. Now they can go and take the property and give it to me. And they write a letter that this property is my possession and it's good. Rashi says, Shishamu Beizdin Nichse Lova Lamava Bechova, because you owed me something. Vigris Mazon, or let's say you find a letter that I accept upon myself to go and take care of my wife's daughter. It's just not my kid, but my wife's daughter. Shtar Chalitza Omeonin, or Shtar Chalitza or Mion. I know Chalitza is, and a Mion is when you have a kid who doesn't have a father, but has a mother and a brother, and they marry her off before she's, while she's still a katana, and she wants to get out of it, all she has to do is do miyan, and she's out. Ushtar berin, or shtar berin, Rashi says, begemara mefarsh, going to explain what this is, v'chol maisa bezin, or any maisa bezin, hare ze yachzer, go ahead and return it to whoever is written in the shtar over there. Says Rashi, why do you go and return these things? That's because these type of shtars are done by Beis Din. Maybe it's changed their mind, whether it's done later. It's something that's already being mekuyam, that's done. And not only that, but we're also not worried that they're already paid up, because the achrayis of the one who owes to make sure that his shtaros are given back to him and then destroyed when he goes and he pays. If he doesn't do it, that's his problem. The afsid lanafshe, anafshe, says Rashi, he calls himself a loss over there. Okay. Now, matzah b'chafisa o b'deluskima. These are two types of containers. So let's say you find the shtar, which is in there, a type of shtar like a shtar chov or a tzavar or something like that. Even though we said earlier, don't return these things, we're saying over here that since we have a simon, so you're going to return. Rashi says, a davar sheish bo simon, who can refer to Gemara, shakli simon. So we find it in these type of containers, so we find it in a roll of documents, it's a whole bundle of staros, you go ahead and you actually return it. Like Rashi says, it has a simon. How many sharas have to be in there to be called an aguda, a bundle? Shlosha ksurim zeh bazeh, three that are tied, one to the next. If you find that these three sharas are of one person who borrowed from three different people, then yachsir alova, you can return it to the borrower because clearly it belongs to him. Rashi zeh ksurim motzam, the one who found it, lalova. The vade parim ni return of zero lo umiyad do nafal for him shemi adam nafal umi kibtzam lamakom echad, where they go and put them all in the same place, doesn't make sense. But let's say it's three documents, but it's three different people borrowing from one person. Then that already, then what do you do? Shlosha alovim mina echad, then yachse alov lemalva, you give it back to the lender and not to the one who borrowed. Rashi zechsir mamotzem the malva she davar yadua she mina enough. Of course, it fell from him because this one guy is the one who's lending it to all these different people. Next, what's a shtar being shtar sub? Let's say you find there's a shtar, but it's not yours, and it's mixed up with all your other shtaros. Then ve'enio dea mativo, you don't know, like, what's the din with it? Like, what's the matzav here? So what happens is, let's say Rashi says, etzlo, im hilva, efkido, etzlo, o malva, o shema, miksosa, peruo, masru, lo, lios, shlish, beneim, v'shachach. He has a shtar over here, and there's some sort of loan between two other people. He doesn't remember over here. Was it given to him by the malva or by the lova? Or maybe it was a little bit paid up, or was left by both of them to hold on to until it gets paid. He doesn't know what's going on. So what do? You leave it until Elijah the prophet comes. Rashi says, Lozeh doesn't return it to anyone. Im yeshimam simponos, if La most of Rashi explains simponos, this called dover, hamavatal dover, anything which will mavatal another thing, kari simpon shal, it's called a simpon. Kigon shover, like a receipt. It nullifies getting anything because you have a receipt that you got already. Have a simpon shel shtar. Says Rashi, so ve'im yeshimon simpon, mili mili katani, hamotzi ben shorosav, shover, you find the shover, shenichtav al echem shorosav for one of the staros, and he doesn't know which one it's for, yasa mashib simponos, he has to do that which is written in the simponos, in the receipt. Meaning, sorry, he knows what it's for, he just didn't know if he got the money. So I lend you money, I have a star saying I lent you money, and then I have to start saying that you paid it up. So what do? I go ahead and I have to consider it like it's already paid up. Now, one of the things we mentioned in the beginning of the Heilige Mishnah was the Shtar Beirurin, right? We said all these bunch of things that you go and you find, that what do we do with them? You Yachzir, right? So what is Shtar Beirurin? Hacha Tirgma over here, they explain, what does this mean? Hacha and Bavel. They said it's Shtari Tainasa. It's documents that bring out all the different tainas, all the different claims that they have in court. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah said that zeh borer lo echad, zeh borer lo echad. It's just telling us who they chose to be their judges in a particular case. Okay, v'chol ma'aseh beis din, anytime beis din harei zeh yachzir, you return it. Story time. How gita d'shtakach bein beidina d'Rav Huna? There was this get that was found by the beis din of Rav Huna. Now, v'ksiv they said in it, v'shviri masad al rachis naira, where we saw this earlier, that there was a place called Shviri, which is a town on the river called Rachis. This guy comes in and says that he's a shliach of the husband, and he lost the divorce. He lost the shtar. Amar Rav Huna comes and he says, "Peep, turn the page. Chafin beis chashina and l'shnei shviri." We have to be worried. Maybe there's two towns called Shviri, and therefore this get that we find over here was for someone else with the same names in that town, and therefore you're not going to return it to this quote unquote this shliach. Amar Rav Chisla Rabba, poke ayin, go and check it out. The Laorta Boy Rav Huna Meinach Rav Huna is coming to ask about it. Nothing Lavashka, Doki Vashka, when he checked and he found a time on the town of Maisa and a Brisa and a Mishnah. Call Maisa Bezin. If you find any Maisa Bezin, act of the court, like a shtar like this, then Harei Zeyachse, go and return it. So since this was a shtar that had was certified, you go and give it to the shliach. Says Rashi, the kevin the lo huchsaku shnei Yosef and Shimon. It's not muchsak to have two Yosef and Shimon's, but here in the city of Yerachas, liracher sheni odeh alanu lo chashinim. We're not worried about if there's one. Amar the Ravamer the Rabbi says, hold on 1 second. Hechi pashit mar yisua mimamona. Returning a maisa bezin is considered mamon, but over here this is iser. You're matering an eishes ish over here if you're giving the get, and it's actually considered that this is our sales a get right now. So Amalei says back to him, Trudna, which is not the greatest name. Rashi says Meshua Mam, or we have ourselves another translation. No, this comes in above a comma. It's a dis. Shtari chalitza umeunin tanan. In our Mishnah, we're talking about chalitza and mion. Even though this is isurim, this is not money. So far, I'm good. Paka arza debirav. The Rashi says, Paka arza debirav. Arza is the cedar tree. Nishbara amud shibbebeis medrash nishan alav. That there was a cedar, like a amud. A pillar, a cedar pillar, which the base medrash was you know basically being supported by. He was holding it up, and it broke. It split. Mar amaras mishum latai didipaka. He said it's because of me. Rashi mishum mazali shekina al shagdefasani. That it's because of my mazel that this happened. This is Rav Amram speaking, because I was all insulted. Umar Amar and Rabbi says, Mishum Lasai Didipaka, it's because of my mazel, because of the fact that Rav Amram, he embarrassed me in public. And therefore it happened. Rashish Shavas Al Dvarei Levaisheni Bebeis Medrash. He just came to embarrass me. That's why it split. Next, we said that what happens if you go and you find this matzah b'chafisa o b'deluskim of, you find that you have the shtar that's found in one of these containers. My chafisa, what is that? Amar Rabbi Rechana, chemes kitana. It is literally a small skin. It was made out of hide that's used to only put wine in. My deluskima, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, tlisa, tlika, desavi. You know, like, what up, tlika? That is a box that was used by old people to keep their stuff in it, so they'd have to go looking all over the place. Tachrich shel shtaros, you find a roll of shtaros, or a guda shel shtaros, or a whole bundle of shtaros, you go to give it back, tana rabbanon, kamu tachrich shel shtaros, how much is that? Shlosha kruchin shel zebazeh. Three that are rolled, one after the other, it's connected. V'kami guda shel shtaros, shlosha kshurin zebazeh, three tied together. Shammas minah, we learn from here, kesher simen, that if it's tied, shammas minah, kesher simen, you want to tell me that the kesher is actually simen? Rashi says that sheish ksharim sheinu dom zelazed. They have some kesher; it's not compared one to the next. Yomer kach v'kachu. Also, this is how it's done. The other time, hachi, my simon ikav. Not how do you have a simen over here? Hacha. V'tivshot mina ba'alma the kesher simen ubayi ba'alma. And this is just like a regular question of Mishani. And thus says the Gemara. Ha tani Rebbechir. Rebbechir said that shlosha kruchin zeh. Bazeh, three that are rolled together. So there's no over there. We don't see anything there about a knot. Ihachi, if it's really true that the Mishnah is a bundle of documents, it's also like rolled up. Hainu tachrich, that is tachrich. So what's the difference? Tachrich, the tachrich rolled one, kol chad v'chad barosh of the chavre. It's each one, the top is each one over the top of the other. Agudo in the bundles, the Roma Adadi, they're placed one on top of the other, Ukuchos, and then they're rolled up. My Machris, what does it mean that the one who finds it goes and announces to let the owner that he found them? Minyan, it means that we go to him, he announces the minyan, the number. Rashi says, well, the one who finds them, what is he going to say? What does he announce? He says the amount of staros. Just says he finds three. My area Telasa. So why does it have to say the case of three? A field train Nami. Even if there's two that are found, they could also be Mukhraz announced. Ella Kedama Ravina, like Ravina said, Tiva Machris. He just said, I find coins, but doesn't say exactly how much it is. That person has to say how many. Achanami here also, Shtari Machris, he said, I found Shtaros, and they have to say how many it is. Right, so the Mishnah is talking about a case where at least three stars, because only two, then saying that wouldn't be so much a rye over there. Says the next part of Mishnah, Rishim Gamliel Omer, Rishim Gamliel says, Zachalov Mishlosha, if let's say you go and you find three stars, one person borrowed from three different people, Yachalovi, give it to the borrower, the Malvin Ninu, if you want to think that the stars belong to the Malvin, the lenders, the three different lenders, Malvin Gabadoni, why are they all three together? Three separate people put stars together, it makes sense. And for the Gemara, Dilma Likyu Minhu Ozli. Maybe they were going to be Makuyim the Shtar, they went to certify it, and then they were lost like that. So therefore, the fact that they were together really is the lenders of the borrowers. As Gemara, Dimikaime, we're talking about stars that are already Makuyim. Dilma Miyadim the Safanofa. Maybe they fell from the hands of the Sofer after they were certified, but really they belong to the lenders. Lomashianish Kuma Kuma Miyadim the Safra. A person doesn't leave his certified document in the hands of a Sofer. And therefore, it makes more sense. It's from them themselves and not from the sofer. Next part of the Mishnah, Shlosha Shalava Me'echad. Let's say it's three staros of three different people who borrowed from one person, Yachsamav, you give it to the lender. If you want to say that it goes to the borrowers, my bo gabe, why would they be together? Maybe the borrowers were going to the sofer to have them written. And therefore, they belong to the borrowers. Now, the Ksivi B'tlasi De Safri, it's written in the handwriting of three different sofrim. V'dilma L'kiu Minhu Nezli, maybe they're going to be certified. That's what it lost. L'mava M'kayim Shtari. A lender goes to certify his document in order to be able to get his cash. Lova lo M'kayim Shtari. A lova, the one who borrows, he's not going to M'kayim it. So, therefore, they wouldn't have been found together unless they fell from the Malva. Next part of Mishnah. Im Yeshiman is Simpo. No, so there's Saponos there. Yasam Hashem Saponos, do whatever it says in Saponos. So if it says, I lent you $50, and now I have another one saying that you paid me back, and how about if it go according to that? Amar Rav, Simpo na Yosem Metachasi de Malva, if you have this receipt that comes from the hands of the lender. In other words, he has it, the lender has it. Even though it's in his ksav, eino ella k'mesachik. It's just a mesachik. It's nothing. It's a joke, a puzzle, and it's puzzle. So if you have another star saying that he owes you money, therefore you can still get it. It says Gemara, lomi boy. It's lomi boy. Lomi boy. That it's going to be no good. Kosov b'ksav yad sofer. When it's written in the hands of the sofer, the ikel member could say safru isrami le'v'kosov. This sofer is pulling shtick over here. He wrote something which isn't really true. And therefore, having this over here doesn't mean anything. Ella, afilu kosov b'ksav yado pasul. Even if it's his own ksav yad, it's going to be pasul. Because it's possible that he wrote it in advance because sofer, he thought that dilma misrami v'asi b'nishmashos. Maybe what's going to happen is the borrower is going to come by b'nishmashos, like on Friday afternoon. There's no time to write this receipt on Shabbos. The kaparli, and he's gonna go and pay me. Di lo yavina le. If I don't give it to him, if I don't give him the receipt, lo yaiv li zuze. He's not gonna give me the money. So echtov ana. Therefore, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna write it early. Kiais li zuze in order they can give me the money. Until I'm gonna go and give it to him. So sometimes it's written before. So the fact that this receipt is in the lender's hand doesn't prove that he already paid it up. Tonight we learn to the Mishnah. Im yeshima in simponos. If there's simponos, say yasamash simponos. Do what's in the simponos, but. Kind of goes straight up against Rav Yirmi Rabba that he doesn't have to go and pay attention to what he has over there. And for the Gemara, Kedomar Rav Safra, Shanimsa being Staros Kruyan, we're talking about a case where the receipt was found by the family of the lender by his ripped documents. Therefore, we say that the loan for this was written was also paid off. Hachanami, here also, we could say that we're talking about Here too, we could say that what the din of our Mishnah, that you have to go and listen to the Simponus out of Azeris, Shematsu bin Sharus Kruyan, where it's by the ripped document showing that it actually, it was already paid off. Tashima wa Tashima Nimsala Echad bin Sharosov. If there was a shtar that was found amongst other shtaros, the shtar of Yosef bin Shimon and Parua, saying that this shtar is already paid off, and they have two people that live in the town who owe money to this shtar of Shnei and Parua, and both of them are considered paid off because you don't know who to get it from. So the Mishnah is saying that a lender is chayev to hold on to this, to hold, you know, to follow this the shtar he has over there. This goes against Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, who says you don't have to. Kedem Rav Safek, Safek says Shenimsa bein Sharos Kruyan, it's fine by the ripped up shtaros, showing that this also was paid. Hachinami, so we could say that Shenimsa bein Sharos Kruyan is fine by torn shtaros. Toshima wa 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 Toshima. Let's try to knock off Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba from a Mishnah. It says that if you have an orphan that comes to get money from other orphans for something with their fathers, they have to make a shavua. Shavua shelo pakadnu abba. A swear that a father did not tell us, didn't command us that it was paid. Vishalo amar lanu abba. Vishalo matsanu that, and their father didn't tell us that it was paid. Vishalo matsanu being shtaros osha abba. We didn't find this receipt by the shtaros. Shtaros at Perua, saying that it was already paid, which implies that what, that they found a receipt, that if they would have found this receipt, then they would have actually have to go and follow it. Oh, we can do with that. Rav Safa Shims have been shows a crew and it's buying by the ripped up documents, and therefore the Somim have to swear that they found no receipt over there. Tashma, let's try it again. Simpon Shiyesha Love Adim. If you have the simpon that there's Adim on it, Yiskaim Chosamasov. B'chosmav, we go and we certify it by the chosmav, by the signers. If the Edom come and say that they signed this receipt, then he has to follow it. Goes against Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Amen. No, let's say Yiskayim mechosmav, that, how do you do it? How do you mekayim this, the signatures? Beep, turn the page. Chof Aleph, the shailinon lehu lesade iparua iloparua. We asked the Edom whether this, for now the receipt over here was written, was repaid or it wasn't repaid. If they say they saw it paid back, then this lender has to go and stop asking for it. And if not, then he doesn't have to follow his receipt according to that which Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba actually said. Toshima, let's try again. The simple chishul of Edim, there's a receipt that the one who lent, that says, that has Edim signed on it, kosher. It's kosher. This goes against Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. My Edim, what does it mean, Edim? Ede kia, witnesses that certify, right? This the chasima of the judges who say that the signature of the witness are actually real. Even if Yirmiyahu bar Abba would agree that a lender has to go and follow this certification here. Hachanai Mistabra, so it makes sense. It's kind of safe because it says it's safe for the Raisa. V'she'en alav edim. Pasal, if there's no edim there, then it's going to be pasal. My ain alav edim, what does it mean there's no edim on it? Ilim edeleke ilave edim kalav. You want to say there's no edim on it altogether? That's richly made a pasal. If it says pasal, obviously it's going to be no good because you don't have any edim over here. Why should you do it? Ilalav edikiyom. Must be talking about this edim over here. It's talking about edikiyom. They certify the signatures. And therefore the Bryce is teaching us that if this receipt was found with the lender's stuff is not certified, and even if it's signed by Edom, it's not going to be good, like Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba actually taught us. Gufa simpon shiyesha lavei name yiskayim b'chosmav. It's certified through the signers. Ein alav Edom, if there's no Edom on it, then v'yotzei mitachas yidei shlish, but it leaves from the hands of a third party who they trusted him to hold it and to give it to the borrower when he paid it. Oshiyotze la'achar chitom shtaros, or it comes out below, beneath the shtaros that are on the signatures on the shtar, kosher, it is kosher. Now, yotzei mitachas yidei shlish, when the receipt comes from the hand of a third party, then we say it was paid. The ha'hem ne'mal v'lo shlish, because the lender himself agreed to the third party when he gave the receipt to him. Yotzei lachi chitum shtaros nami, when the receipt comes out in court because of the chasima of the the documents, it's also going to be good. The ilav de priya, because if it wasn't, if the loan was not paid up, lav amira l'shtare, the lender would not have compromised this document for writing a receipt on it. Hadron aloch shnayim ochsin. You know what a minig is? We said we finished off shnayim ochsin. This is hadron. We're going to go back to it. Let's quickly go back to it. Shnayim ochsin matasach zomer animus asiyah and zomer animus asiyah zomer meklum etc. etc. Okay, my friends, we are Yotze Zayin, Mazel, finishing the first parak and can't wait to start the second parak. Bezer Hashem together. Until then, I want to wish all you all a great day.